Hey, everybody. Welcome back to We Are the Batman. I'm Mike.
And this is Matthew.
We are doing some catch up today because there's been a lot of stuff going on. We've had some busy couple of weeks. We've been in and out. We've had a lot going on. And we didn't really have anything for this week. So this is a good time for us to just get caught up on things we've missed. Let's have the DC news catch up, especially because some stuff did happen to drop this week that was worth talking about. So we might as well. One of which actually just dropped. We're recording this at 8:32 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, April 10th. And so like just minutes ago, this news dropped apparently because CinemaCon is going on this week. And we're going to get some big news about that here towards the end. The whole reason, you guys know why. Odds are you've skipped this part of the episode and skipped to the time code where where we talk about it. But anyway, there was a Superman panel at CinemaCon today, apparently. Peter Safran was there and did a bit of a presentation where they showed like a full like HD rendering of James Gunn's Superman logo. There have been some leaked pictures online, but those of us that, you know, follow James Gunn on Threads have already seen it. Seen it. So cool. And they said, I guess there was a video of James Gunn who basically said that they will be doing a big, hard push for Superman at CinemaCon for next year. He said that CinemaCon is going to be launching what he's calling the Summer of Superman, which is leading me and a lot of the internet to believe, they're gonna go hard on the marketing for Superman. They're gonna Barbie this shit. They're gonna go like Deadpool, the Batman, viral hardcore marketing on this thing. If he's gonna go as far as to already call his shot like that.
Well, I mean, they were pretty hard pushing Man of Steel when it first came out. Like there were trailers and commercials and blah blah yakety shmackety all over the place.
My first job out of college was, I got a full time job. Don't judge me all you want, at Walmart, because it was 2013. There were no jobs. But I got hired like 2 weeks before Man of Steel came out, and they did a big marketing thing with Walmart. Everybody who was working at Walmart got 2 free tickets to go see the movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's the one good thing about working at Walmart that ever happened to me was 2 weeks after working there, I got free tickets to see Man of Steel. So this is James Gunn marketing, so it's gonna be fun.
Now, when is the movie? The movie's come out in June or July.
June 25th. Hate when you ask me about dates. July 11th, 2025. So if they start a hard push this time next
in
year,
April,
that gives them 3 solid months to just have fun, because we've seen that in the post-COVID movie age, that seems to be the way to help. It helps keep budgets down.
Yeah.
But also, it's just, yeah, I mean, we are in kind of a period of like, we don't need a year and a half of marketing for a movie. Tell us when. I don't need to know a year before tickets are on sale.
Yeah. Just give us 6 months.
Just give me a few months, you know? So I think we're going to see not the first trailer for Superman drop at CinemaCon next year, because that's insane. But I do think we're going to see like the big full, like, you know, like
it'll be the full trailer, but we'll have a teaser by then.
We're going to have had at least a teaser by then. And then like the full, like kick you in the taint trailer is going to be coming at CinemaCon. It sounds like.
See, what I'm intrigued by is he says it's the summer of Superman, but Superman doesn't come out till halfway through the summer. I'm wondering what else is going to be going on. Like, is there another animated show coming out? Is there a DVD? Like, what else is going on?
Is that when we're getting My Adventures with Superman season 2?
Oh, that's supposed to come out this year. Last thing I saw.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Damn it. Well, thank God, because I want it sooner, but also, damn it, I thought I was onto something. you're right, though. That could mean a lot of things. Maybe because that also loops into a little bit of piece of news we've had, which is that Craig Gillespie is currently the rumored director attached to Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. We know they already have a writer attached, who is Anna Nagira. Craig Gillespie, for those who don't know, is behind such pictures as Cruella and I, Tonya, both of which were very good. He also did Lars and the Real Girl, which was a really neat indie movie. I really liked that one a lot, actually. And he just last year directed Dumb Money, which was the one with with Paul Dano, which is about the kid with the Bitcoin, wasn't it? The crypto kid,
something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, got rave reviews. So it's obviously entirely too soon to tell, because we don't even know if there's a director attached to Supergirl, but maybe they're hoping to have something to do with that by then. I don't know. Who's really to say?
Yeah. I'm going to be the old crotchety fool right now and say, like, I'm just glad they're hiring the best director and not locking into it has to be a woman.
Well, and I also like that, and I've been seeing this starting to finally get shared more and more, which is everybody reminding everyone, James Gunn says nothing, no one's attached to anything until a script is done.
Yeah.
He's like, we don't get directors and actors until the scripts are done. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So if the rumors are now, obviously rumors can circulate until we're blue in the face, but Summer of Superman's a big statement, and we know that Supergirl's on the table. So
yeah, and you know, who knows what's going to be happening in comics? You know what I mean?
Well,
there could be a new push in comics with Superman.
You know, you might as well just call us the Transition Twins, because we're so good at transition. That has a weird. As soon as I said it, I hated it. But the reason I brought that up is because I was going to take us into some comic book news.
No, my trans brother, tell me what's next.
Wow, I hate myself so much. Oh, apologies to just everyone. I don't know, just to everybody. If you heard that, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to leave it in there, to live in my shame. On Tuesday of this week, DC announced a new series called Joker the World, which was is supposed to be like the next phase from Batman the World, which had been going on. From what I understand, it's going to be a one-shot. I'm reading here this off of batmannews.com. It'll be a one-shot anthology with 13 stories, each set in a different country from around the world. There's a little something else, though, as each story is also handled by a creative team from the country it takes place in. Satoshi Miyagawa, author of some of the DC manga titles, such as Superman, Meshi, and One Operation Joker, will be doing the ones for Japan. David Rubin, who is an artist on Dark Horse's Ether, is going to be doing Spain. German Peralta, who was an illustrator for the Rebirth Green Arrow, which was Joe. I don't know why I'm pointing at the camera. They're not seeing me, but it was Green Arrow Rebirth was awesome. German Peralta is going to be doing Argentina. Alvera Fong Varela is going to be doing Mexico. And Jason Fabok, who did the three Jokers, is going to be doing Jeff Johns' story for this one. And that is going to be coming in September of this year. So it's going to be kind of like, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just different interpretations of the Joker, different one-off interpretations of a Joker story set in different countries, created by a creative team from that country that understands, you know, that country.
Yeah.
What a concept. But I'm always down for some cool, interesting, different takes on Joker, man.
I think it's cool. It kind of reminds me of that Star Wars Vision show that I really liked.
Yeah,
season was all anime, and the second season was Walls animation studios from all over the place. So
I still haven't actually sat down and watched Star Wars Visions. One of these days, I will. The season one was hard for me to get into because of the anime thing. And I don't want to do season two. But I also feel dirty. I also feel like I don't want to just skip the whole first season. Like, I feel like I should at least watch it.
There is zero continuity between
I know, but I don't want to be that guy.
Well, maybe if you watch the second season, you'll be like, oh, I should go back to the first season. Then you go back to the first season. I'm just saying.
We'll see. But anyway, so this Joker thing, I know you're not always big on villain stories, but what about does something like this just for the artistry of it? Is this something you'd be into checking out?
I'll check out the Japan one. Like I always like the manga Japan kind of different takes they do. It just depends. Like there's sometimes I'll pick something up and just kind of like, hey, let me check this out. Like I just started reading this comic called Petrohead.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was not on my radar. Someone at the store was like, hey, check this out. I want to, see what you think. And I'm hooked. So you never know.
I keep meaning to go check out that. Remember how they're doing that, the Batman First Night series where it's like based in the OG Batman story timeline?
Yeah.
I know they're like two or three issues into that now. And I keep wanting to go. It's called, I don't know if it's on the DC app. I know it's out like in stores, but it's just called the Bat Dash. It's set in the continuity of the original appearance of the Batman.
The First Night one, right?
Yeah. First Night with a K.
Yeah, it just started last month, so
yeah. Say it's
I need to pick it up.
Yeah, I want to check that out too because I've heard good things. But also they're doing a continuation of the Robin Lives story. Are you familiar with this one at all?
Not at all. No.
DC did this thing. They have first of all, DC, I love you, and I love your penchant for subtitles on your books, story arcs. This one's too long because they have this series called DC Vault, which is basically like their way of like revisiting old stories from the vault.
Yeah.
Death in the Family. So the full title is DC Vault, : Death in the Family, : Robin Lives, !
Okay.
So many words. Anyway, this is a continuation of, so you have Death in the Family and you're given the ability to everybody called the number and voted for Jason Todd to die.
Yes.
Okay. So basically this takes place in a continuity in a story arc called Robin Lives that started last year, where what if everybody had voted for Jason Todd to live?
Okay.
Yeah. This continues. Yes. Batman's continuity. I haven't read it yet, but that's what's coming, I guess. This episode is dropping on Friday, April the 12th. So a week from today, actually, April the 19th is when the first issue of this is going to be releasing. I lied. It's available for pre-order on Friday, April 19th. It will be available Wednesday, July 10th.
Okay, that sounds cool.
As soon as I read that, I was like, comic books come out on Wednesday. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know what this is going to be about, but the story arc is like, yeah, what would have happened if Jason's story just continued? What if Batman saved him?
I mean, from my understanding, they had both ways written at the time.
Yeah.
And then depending on what vote it is how they went after that.
Well, what I'd really like to do is I need to see if I can find a Blu-ray of that Death in the Family the adaptation they did where it was
the Choose Your Own Adventure.
Because they have it on Max, but it's not Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah.
It's just the What If He Died story, which is dumb. Netflix did it. Why can't Max? Netflix did Choose Your Own Adventure with
Stretch Black Armstrong, Blackbeard? They did like four or five of those things.
Come on, Max. Come on, because it's supposed to be like 17 different paths you can take. And I'm like, yeah, I want to take all of them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if any of this is from the same as, so somebody who has seen that can always let us know. But it sounds to me like
the Blu-ray's still $20.
Is it really? I mean, people rave about those alternate sequences, and it's pulling from the Red Hood voice cast and animation, so it looks and sounds good.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Still $20.
Well, I found it. I found it for cheap on somewhere else. I'll send you the link.
Cool. I'll work that later. All right. So, but anyway, so that's neat. So, we'll July, we'll circle back to that in July and see what we think. All right, let's get into some TV stuff before we get into the big daddy. This one's real quick, which is just Colin Farrell.
There we go.
Thank you. Says the Penguin. If the Penguin was a film, it would get a hard R.
Okay, so, that makes sense.
Which tracks. I mean, well, I mean, honestly, I think the only thing stopping the Batman from getting a rated R was just one more F-bomb, honestly. Or a
Yeah.
Or a butt, maybe. So yeah, so that, but again, like I said from jump with the trailer, I was like, this is giving me Sopranos feel. And if ever there was a TV show that should have been rated hard R, twas the Sopranos.
Yeah.
God, I love that show. So, I mean, this just, again, makes me happy for the show. The other TV thing, I haven't watched this trailer yet, Matt, and I don't know if you ever did, for Dead Boy Detectives coming to Netflix.
I never watched the trailer, no.
I didn't either, and I'm half tempted for us to go ahead and watch it, because it's a DC thing.
Do we want to do an edit?
Do we want to do an edit?
Let's do an edit.
Let's do an edit. All right, welcome back. We just watched it. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. I'm weirdly into it kind of the same way I was weirdly into the trailer for The Sandman. Because I like The Sandman book, but I never read it like in any great depth or detail. I mean, it's a lot. And then when I watched The Sandman, I think when I had COVID, and so, because I had time to kill, and wound up loving it. And so I thought when the trailer started, I was like, cinematography and the CG looks very reminiscent of like what they did with Sandman, especially because this is still Netflix. And then once Death pops up in the trailer, and it's, I was like, oh, so they're doing this as, and then it pops up from the creator of the Sandman. And I was like, oh, this is an Alan Moore book, I guess.
Yeah.
A Neil Gaiman book. We just talked about Alan Moore. Yes. The other day for a long time. So this is a Neil Gaiman book. So, it makes me think, is this a spinoff?
A little bit. It is the same girl for Death.
Yeah.
She played her in The Sandman. So
yeah, I think it's also Brianna Cuoco is in this playing Jenny the Butcher, who is the sister of Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is neat. I'm looking at some of the other cast here. You know, Michael Beach is in this. You know, if you don't know who Michael Beach is, he was in Aquaman. He was Black Manta's dad.
Okay, that's cool.
Black Manta's dad yeah, right here, Kirby Howell Baptiste is set to reprise her role as Death from The Sandman. So, you know, we've never gotten any confirmation one way or another if The Sandman was getting a season two. I know it wasn't your cup of tea, per se. Yeah. How do you feel about this trailer and this show?
It looks fun. I think the biggest issue I'm going to have, as per a lot of stuff like this, is that I'm going to have to see, because I can't see anywhere what the rating is. If it's as dark and demented as Sandman,
yeah,
I'm not watching it with my wife. I may have to do maybe one of those things I watch by myself. But if it's more like a comedy, like it seems like, it might be a fun romp to have a good time with. It just depends.
It looks like my kind of humor, for sure. It looks like my kind of just chaos. Chaos that I really get behind is what I'm getting from this. I'm in. I mean, I'm going to give it a shot. If for no other reason than just if it sucks, I have something new to rag on. Cool.
I'll do the trailer. I mean, I'll check out the pilot and see what happens.
But for if you're just trying to pitch me on this show, good job. I'm kind of in.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the big thing. The trailer for Joker Folie à Deux dropped.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I have no more or less interest than I did in the first one.
I was gonna say, you have no interest in the first movie at all.
No, and I have no interest in seeing this. I'm sure if you love the first one, you're going to love this. But it's...
Do you find, well, then let me ask you that, because okay, well, I mean spoilers, I'm super in. I'm 1,000% in. I'm going to pitch to you why I'm in, Matt, and I'm going to see if conceptually I can at least get you somewhat on board. Maybe not necessarily enough to go see it, but to where you can wrap your head around it a little bit more.
Okay.
If you're, first of all, it looks to me from this trailer like we are altering the relationship between Harley and Joker a tad.
That was the thing I noticed. I can't tell if she's a doctor or a patient.
I got strong patient vibes.
Which then again, the fuck, she Harley Quinn.
I disagree. Because her backstory could still be the same, where she was a psychiatrist that went nuts. You know what I mean? It could just be they just meet at a different point in their life, but she could still have the same backstory. But it seems to me like they're trying to give Harley Quinn more agency in this movie, where it's because when you look at the relationship between Harley and Joker, I mean, it is like the most toxic relationship to ever exist in the history of mankind. So it almost looks like in this version of their love story, it's more of this isn't Florence Nightingale syndrome. This is, they're both equal parts of the same crazy.
Yeah.
You know, this is more like obsession. This is more like just straight up codependent obsession. And the only way their absolute insanity can possibly be expressed is through song and dance in a cerebral fashion. Like, this is going to be so, like the first one, this is going to be a complete cerebral mindfuck where there are times you're not super sure if what's happening on screen is actually real.
Cool.
Still nothing?
Not a thing.
Is there any amount of money I can give you to watch the first movie?
Nope.
Is there any amount of money we can crowdfund to get you to watch the first movie? I am truly fascinated by your complete and utter lack of interest in anything to do with this story.
It's Batman. It's a Batman story without Batman. It's a Joker story without Batman. The director literally says the movie has nothing to do with the comic.
Okay.
They just put the Joker label, and I don't like watching people go nuts on film. Like, there's nothing about this that interests me in any way, shape, or form.
I think you are grossly misinterpreting what Todd Phillips said about the movie. First of all, I think you are wildly oversimplifying it.
I mean, it's pretty much what he said.
It's not pretty much. Is okay. now you're walking it back.
I will say this. I also have not seen any of the Sony Spider-Man movies. Because the Venoms and the Mobius and like
okay. I was about to call so much bullshit on you. Yeah,
the new Spider-Man without Spider-Man thing. Like,
oh, well, that's okay, that's different though. No. Okay, no, go watch Joker and go watch Madam Web and tell me they're anything the fuck the same. Are you kidding
me? I mean,
you are out of your goddamn mind.
I'm not saying quality wise. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to see a Venom movie without Spider-Man. I don't want to see a Joker movie without Batman. That's pretty much it.
Okay, but that is such a weird hill to die on. It's like, just think of it as a one-off comic, dude. It's just a one-off thing.
I don't read those either.
We just talked about reading the Joker, the World one off.
And I said I would read one.
Oh my fucking God, dude. Jesus, this will be the death of this show. Well, ultimately be like, hey guys, sorry. We ran out of things to talk about because Matt stopped watching anything.
I'll watch the Penguin. That looks kind of interesting.
Okay, why is the Penguin on? Why are you on board for the Penguin but not Joker?
Because it exists within that world that Batman exists. that Joker does not exist in a world where Batman exists.
Batman exists in this world. We just don't see or will exist in this world. We just aren't there yet.
That doesn't make any sense. No, I'm not there.
How does it not make any sense?
No, not there. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You're at this point, you are just being a contrarian.
I'm not. I just have no interest in the movie. I don't.
Well, okay, but if you, but then just watch it and see what happens. Maybe go in there with a flat line, zero expectation, and just see how you feel coming out of it.
I tell you what, when I get through my queue of things I need to watch, I'll still probably not watch it, but we'll talk about it.
Here's the thing. This movie comes out October 4th.
Okay.
By October 4th, I want you to have watched the first Joker. I am asking you as a friend, as the co-host of this show, and as a person you repeatedly refer to as your little brother, if by October 1st you could find it in you to watch the first Joker movie with no expectations, no sarcasm, no cynicism, complete and utter zero flatline, and just give me an honest opinion of the movie.
Okay. I will pull an Alf, and if you can get three people to tell me to watch it that are listening to the show and message me and or hit me on Twitter at Mr. J Ninja and say, no, Matthew, you really should watch Joker, I will consider it more than I am now.
Oh, you come on, dude.
I will do my best to attempt to watch it before October 4th. Maybe.
Guys, if you're listening to this, please leave a comment on this, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook or Good Pods or where the hell ever. Please encourage Matthew to watch Joker. I just come
sorry.
On.
I'm sorry. I just have zero interest, man.
Okay, but it's different than saying like you are against seeing it. It's not like you're against it. You just don't have any interest. I have no interest whatsoever in like anything to do with the Hunger Games. I'm not avoiding it. I just have no interest in it. But if somebody said like, hey, for a podcast.
All right. You know what? I have the perfect deal for you.
Okay, fine.
If you watch Teen Titans Go to the Movies, I'll watch the Joker.
Deal.
Done.
Deal.
All right.
No,
all right.
Dude, you have no idea the fat you couldn't possibly fathom the level of high I'm going to get before I watch Teen Titans Go to the Movies. I am
free on Netflix.
Because what?
It's free on Netflix right now.
It's free on Max.
I guess that's true, yeah.
And by the way, just for the record, I do that when I watch anything. So, like, it's not like I'm saying Matt has to go into Joker Stone Cold, but I get to go into Teen Titans Go Big. First of all, Teen Titans Go is a comedy. Second of all, I'm high right now. It's legal in Ohio, kids. And I have a medical card. So either way, I'm covered. And also, it's the internet. Judge me.
Yeah,
I'm on a podcast talking about Batman. You can't shame me. You can't shame me. I tell jokes about how poor my sex life is on stage in front of strangers. You can't make me feel bad about myself.
I mean, there is that.
Just say it. So listen, so everybody, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to watch Teen Titans Go. Now, are we setting a timeline to do this? Are we doing this by Halloween or by the time Joker Part 2 comes out? Or are we doing this like soon?
No, let's put it off as long as possible.
You chicken shit. All right, fine. By the time Joker Folie à Deux comes out, we both have to have watched our respective movies.
Okay.
That is the gentleman's deal, because I can't shake your hand.
We can fist bump through the camera.
Fist bump through the camera.
Boosh.
Boosh. That is the gentleman's internet deal I am making with you as a friend, co-host, and adopted little brother.
Okay, but you can't be mad when I say I hate it.
I don't care how you feel about it. I just want you to watch it.
Okay.
Because and you know the genuine reason why?
Why?
I don't give a shit if someone watches something and doesn't like it, because at least they gave it a shot. It drives me nuts when someone writes off something they have. Do you know why I read all four Twilight books, Internet? Do you know why I sat through all four Twilight movies? Do you know why I watched Madam Web? Because if I'm going to talk shit, I better be able to back it up.
That's why I just don't talk about it. I could just say it doesn't look interesting. I didn't watch it.
But we're not going to talk about Madam Web on this show, except as a reference for other bad things. It's a DC show, buddy.
All right.
And we spent more time talking about you watching the movie than we did about whether or not the trailer was good. The trailer was really good, guy. The trailer was great. It was a great trailer. Regardless of how you feel about the movie, it's a great trailer.
I did like that when she draws the mouth on the window and he does that. I was like, that's a cool shot. I'll give you that.
I really appreciated the parallels they were drawing between her in this movie and him in the first. There's a lot of like one-to-one like analogs from like trailer shots from the first movie to this one. It's almost like they did like a remix of the first trailer for the first movie for this trailer. And again, that's what leads me to think like instead of having it be Harley Quinn, the sidekick of Joker, it's going to be, no, she's just female Joker. She's just other him. She is the Vanessa to his Deadpool.
There you go.
They are two of the weirdest jigsaw puzzle pieces that somehow fit together. That is a Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist reference, kids. God, I'm old. Anyway, I think we're caught up. I think we've hit everything. Now watch something drop between the time we record this. And by the way, guys, again, we're recording this on a Wednesday night. Something drops Thursday. Didn't see it. We'll talk about it next time. Sorry. guys, we're busy.
Yeah.
but anyway, so what out of all of this smorgasbord of news and information are you guys most excited about? Are you excited for Joker Foile Adu? Do you think Matt will like Joker? Do you think I will like Teen Titans Go to the Movies? Who do you think will cave and watch theirs first? Who's going to win this game of chicken? Because neither of us want to do it. The difference is I'm far more willing to subject myself to trauma for the sake of entertainment than Matt is. What does Matt have to risk anything for? He's married. He's got kids. He's lived his life. He's done. He's good. He's not doing rest of anybody anymore.
We'll see what happens. I think part of it too is I think I know a lot of the stuff, but we'll see. I'll check it out. Well, who knows?
All right. Well, guys, that's going to do it for this week. Let us know what you think. You can always leave us a comment on YouTube, on Good Pods, on Facebook. You can find me on social media at Mr. Mike Shea.
You can find me on Twitter at Mr. J Ninja.
That'll do it for this week on We Are the Batman. We'll see you again next time. Same bat time, same bat podcast channel.
Bye-bye.